Hallelujah. 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 God in three persons.
There's a Trinity. Search
almighty man or woman anywhere. He alone is the almighty. God
in three persons. Yes, a
tree. Let's give it to my side. Privilege to be called your own. We love you with passion. We love you unrepentantly. And we thank you for the gift of this beautiful year. Thank you is all we have come to say tonight. Blessed be your name forever. Thank you for all that you have begun to do in this conference. Thank you for what you're about to do and what you will yet do. Please hold our hands, oh God, and take us to the next level. Let nobody return the same way they have come. We are careful to give you the glory. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. That amen is just loaded. Hallelujah. Listen, I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Good evening. What a privilege you have to be sitting beside me. Treat me very well. Handle me with care. Because the way I'm feeling, after this conference, it is likely that you will need to book appointments to see me. Now, celebrate yourself. Now, I'd like you to know that scientists have discovered that words do not die. And it's scriptural. Any word you speak goes to wait for you in the future. Words bounce around. And God said it and God saw it. Genesis chapter 1. It's there. The prototype is there. So when you speak, it's not a waste. It's Tell your neighbor, I'm not waiting for you. Meet me at the top. Give the Lord a big hand. And please be seated in the heavenly places. Such an honor and privilege for me to be here again. This is my second time at the David Christian Center Church. And I'm so grateful to the Lord for your father and your mother. I told Pastor K this morning, you guys, you are a power couple. Power couple. Like Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. You don't even know who to listen to. Both of them are massive blessings to this world. We're so grateful to God for the gift of Pastor Kingsley and his befitting queen. She's so beautiful. Brain and beauty. I fear pastors. They always marry fine girls. Pastors. Celebrate them. Thank you for this honor. Thank you for having me. I do not take it for granted. I'm really grateful. And I honor all the speakers. Our father, Bishop Wally Oki. I met with Reverend Albert today. Again, thank you for having all of us. And well done. I bring you greetings from my husband, Bishop Felix Adejumo. Thank you for celebrating him. Those of you that are single, God will give you a man like my husband. A man that will give you space and give you your place. And will be secure enough to let you shine. That's a man. A few of us came tonight from the United States of Akure. God bless you wherever you are. Thank you all for coming. This is a very powerful conference. Gaining momentum. Powerful. God is very intentional about life and about living. And I want you to pay attention tonight. When he created you, he made you a forward-looking being. That's why your feet are forward-looking. That's why you walk forward. You don't walk backwards. You don't walk sideways. You are a forward-moving being. Your eyes are forward-looking. Everything about you, it's intentional. The anatomy of the human body is a prophecy to humanity. Look at the aircraft. In fact, the first automobile, the first car that was manufactured did not have a reverse gear. Till today, the aircraft does not have a reverse gear. Because the manufacturers do not expect the aircraft to go backwards. When you jump on the plane and the doors are shut, a machine is brought to push the aircraft. So while the aircraft is being pushed backwards, if you laugh at the aircraft, you are just laughing too soon. Because very soon, the same aircraft will be cruising at 37,000 feet above sea level. Therefore, if it appears as if your life is going backwards, it may be a dark chapter in your life. It is not the entire book. Anyone that is laughing at you now will soon laugh with you. Because in this kingdom, there is room for overtaking. So get ready.
Because one thing I love about God is this. When he told Noah to bring the animals into the ark, the elephant came, the cheetah came, the lion came, but the snail also got him. The tortoise also got him. But you know, the beauty of this story is found in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39. Until the snail entered, the doors couldn't be shut. For without us, all these, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Verse 40. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us. You know why you don't have a car yet? They are still fixing the front lights. I thank God for all the babas. Babo Yedepo, Baba, all the babas, even Pastor Kingsley and Pastor Mildred. I thank God for you, but I'm also coming. I just spoke your mind. Let them run. Let them go forward. But you are also coming. And they cannot be made perfect without you. Envy is ignorance. You don't need to envy anybody. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. That's the first word the Lord laid on my heart to give to someone here tonight. Stop troubling yourself. God comes late when he wants to come big. He's coming. Cool temper. Calm down. He's coming. And when he comes, it's going to be very beautiful. When we speak about gaining momentum, there's something God laid on my heart to share with you tonight. Without which you cannot gain momentum. And it is called help. That's what I want to talk about tonight. Help. It was so strong on my heart in the place of prayer. Please listen very carefully. God's intention is that your path should shine brighter and brighter. I love the Message translation of Proverbs 4:18. The Message translation. Hear what the word of God says. The ways of right living people glow with light. The longer they live, the brighter they shine. Say, that's me. The longer you live, the brighter you must shine. That's God's counsel for you. And when God created us, he made us to be free beings, but not independent beings. When you were going to come to this planet Earth, you could not conceive yourself. It took a man and a woman to come together to help birth your destiny. After conception, you could not nurture yourself. A woman had to take care of you in her womb. When you were going to be delivered, it took a team of wherever you were born to deliver you. The knowledge you have today has been imparted by different kinds of people. Nursery, kindergarten, primary, university, masters, whatever knowledge. Today, you cannot be your own lawyer, your own doctor, your own barber, your own seamstress, your own everything. You will always need people. But the most exciting and the most humbling of this is when your days on earth are over, you cannot give yourself a befitting burial. You will need people to put you in the casket. Even if you put yourself in the casket, you can't shut it. Even if you shut it, you can't close it. From the cradle to the grave, you need people. From the womb to the tomb, you need help. That's why I'm here tonight. To prophesy over you as a matriarch. To bless you from the depth of God's grace upon my life. When you need help most, you will not lack it. One day the Lord said to me, there is no strong man anywhere, only helped people. able to show you from the scripture. You need help to gain momentum. You need help. My husband says one of the saddest, the most tragic things on earth is to be surrounded by the people that are irrelevant and unnecessary to your destiny. And it goes on to say that failure is the cumulative effect of a mismanaged destiny. Too many people today are stranded rather than go forward and gain momentum. They're stranded because they have in their lives different kinds of people that are not adding value to them. Relationship is a spirit. No relationship leaves you the same way. That is why you call it relationship. It's a two-word thing. Relation, then ship. Relation talks about connection. Ship talks about motion, momentum. Ship talks about transportation. Every relationship in your life transports you somewhere or transports something into you. That's why you cannot just assume and allow just anybody be in your life. I don't care whether you misquote me or not. Relationships do expire. It is the truth. It is bitter, but it is the truth. Relationships do expire. Relationship is a spirit. God said to me in 2022, be very intentional. You cannot afford to live your life just anyhow. Be intentional. Did I say something? Be intentional in 2022. You've wasted enough time. And tonight I'm here to push you to your next level. Help is on the way for you. Momentum is about magnitude and direction. It's about magnitude, quantity, and direction. I know the big people that have preached, they will have given you definitions. I'm not here tonight for definition. I'm here for impartation. God said to me a few years ago, I have promoted you, daughter. You are not only a preacher, you are a divider of inheritances and a distributor of portions. Every time I hold the microphone, that is what I do. If you don't like me or you don't like a woman being a preacher, just see me as Mr. Dejuma for the next few minutes. So that you can be blessed. That's why I came here tonight. You don't need to like me. Just be blessed. There's a man in the scripture that is, after the Lord Jesus Christ, he's my favorite character. His name is David. Everything about him has not ceased to amaze me. Every time I'm privileged to go to Israel, one of my favorite spots is where David was buried. You will know that a king is here, unlike where Saul died. You will see that velvet, crown, violin. You know that a king is here. Even the flag of Israel still has the Star of David. How can a man that was an adulterer, how can he be so generational? Excuse me, the secrets of champions are in their stories. Let's dissect this man a bit tonight. Let's look at his life. How? Many things. I'm going to be sharing a few things again tomorrow from his life. But let's look at the dimension of help. Why did David gain so much momentum in his lifetime? Up till now, he's still speaking. The only king that witnessed his succession while he was alive. Why did God say this man is a man after my heart? Excuse me, a man that killed, what are we talking about? He was helped. And I can speak on this for 3 days. David was a man helped by God. I'm going to be sharing some things with you tonight. Let's look at his life. Different kinds of people in his life that helped him. Number one, Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 16. It was Samuel that poured oil on him. Until Samuel died, David remained connected. When we talk about the anointing of the Lord, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, we're talking about a change agent. If you take Dubai, the nation of Dubai, for instance, Google and see what Dubai looked like before the oil came. Unlike Nigeria. And there is hope for Nigeria. Some of you will still become leaders. Yes, we trust God. And you compare it to what Dubai is today, you will know that the oil is a change agent. It was the oil through Samuel that rewrote David's history. He was in the wilderness. And Samuel came visiting. Who is your Samuel? Every relationship has a posture. What is your posture to your Samuel? The oil in the hand of your Samuel is to help you. Do not take it for granted. David became so great, so wealthy, so prosperous, so generational. Everything about him was perpetuated, beginning the oil. Samuel, I want to really run tonight because I want to give you as much as possible. Samuel was in his life. It was Samuel that connected him to his throne. You need a Samuel. When President Obama was vying for the post of the number one man in America, one of the Kennedys left the hospital bed with brain tumor to come and campaign for him. Help. Help. Who is in your space? Who can you call in the middle of the night when there is a trouble? Who have you invested into that can be available when there is a need? When Saul was running after David, he fled to Samuel. We all need a Samuel. Who is your Elizabeth? Luke chapter 1. When Mary got pregnant, she ran to Zechariah's house, her safe haven. She camped with Elizabeth for 3 months. A woman that also was pregnant. Someone that understands money sickness. A lot of you, your pregnancies have been aborted because you went to the wrong places. After this service, Google this. Just Google the fastest pit stop. Formula One is a game. Google it. You will see what I'm talking about. To determine the fastest driver at a point in that game, you must stop. Who is in your pit stop? Who is changing your tire? Who is changing the oil? Where do you go when you are pregnant? Why did she not stay where the angel met her? Why did she locate an Elizabeth? Your Elizabeth will not look for you. You have to look for your Elizabeth. I'm not talking about someone that will eat up your pregnancy. I'm talking about people that are secure enough to let you shine. People that can applaud you when you succeed, and people that on whose shoulders you can cry when there is something, and they will not use you to preach, and they will not go on social media to post you. Who is your Elizabeth? One of the reasons I believe God laid this word on my heart is that this is the beginning of the year. You need to pray for helpers. Let me hint you. You need strategic helpers. You need information destiny helpers. Like Mordecai. We have the Holy Ghost, but we have people ghosts. The last time God came down was in Calvary. He uses people. Stop joining people to say there's no money in Nigeria. There is money everywhere. You only need informants. They are everywhere. You need to pray. This year, Lord, send me helpers, strategic helpers, on-time helpers, marvelous helpers, willing helpers, capable helpers. Some people are present, they cannot help you. Some can help you, they are not present. Capable helpers, able helpers, willing helpers. You need them. May God send them to you. Amen. That your amen needs deliverance. Amen. Because if you have not been through any storm in your life, it's just a matter of time. I can assure you. Who do you cry to? Who do you run to? Just cast your mind back and look at people that are accomplished on earth today. When my father, Bishop Oyedepo, gets to the redemption camp, he prostrates for Baba Adeboye. His chin touches the ground. We may be age mates, but we are not grace mates. Every relationship has a posture. Don't stretch your hand to greet the person you should kneel down to greet. Some blessings are not said, they are provoked. Some curses are not said, they are provoked. Isaac said, bring me venison that my soul may bless you. Some blessings come from the mouth, some come from the soul. I'm trying to pull back. I know the Holy Ghost wants me because I have a lot that I want to talk to you about tonight. I'm trying, in the confines of the time that I have, there are blessings you must provoke. This year, these blessings will be married to you. Let me move. May God send you strategic helpers. Yeah. You to remember now when you were doing your thesis, when you were going to graduate, you remember you wrote your project and you had to make reference to people. No self-made man anywhere. When I wrote my thesis for my first degree and I gave it to my supervisor, the first page he went was the back. Who did you refer to? Who's your reference? You can carry fire on your head. So Mildred was here and he was talking about Pastor Albert. And she said, my father. Who is your father? Because life is going to ask you that question. 1 Samuel chapter 17, the last verse. After David killed Goliath, that was the question. Whose son is this? Life is a fight. Is it that you are fighting or someone is fighting on your behalf? Who is fighting on your behalf? Listen to me, beloved. It was not King Ahasuerus that dethroned Vashti. It was lack of help. If Memucan had stood up and said, oh king, excuse me, what sin did she commit? Married women, you are here. Had there not been times when your husband would say, come. I said, darling, please, I'm tired. What did she, was it not her husband? But they helped her to magnify her mistake. And why, yeah. Nobody to speak on her behalf in the palace. Everybody spoke against her. If Memucan has stood up and said, king, please forgive her. Please, she's not like that. So, you know, maybe she was her period. The king will have listened. Because the king listened to them. Raise your right hand. In palaces of this world, God will raise voices for you. The voice of your helpers shall be louder than the noise of your enemies. I just divided an inheritance. Sit down. It is married to you. Stand up. I want to pray one more prayer. The zippers of this life, they are everywhere. They will not get to your helper before you get there. Take your seat. If Pastor Kingsley wants to help Pastor Mildred and he talks to me and I say to him, I've not said much, but I have said much. It's either he will cancel the help or he will reduce it. That's why I prayed that prayer. That's yours. You remember Ziba? He spoils Mephibosheth. It was so bad. David changed everything. And there are some of you that would have been helped if not for the tongue of men. Zechariah chapter 1. The four carpenters came. Because those horns lifted their heads. I said, nobody will be lifted here in Judah. And we're talking about Christians. Judah, Jerusalem. There are some of you that would have won those contracts if not that somebody made one silly statement. If not that somebody posted something. If not that somebody said something and it couldn't be verified. This year, God will frustrate your haters. It is so sad to say that some of them are in church. And when they see you, bless you, ma. We thank God for you, ma. It doesn't matter. We terminate their ministries. Evil arrow goes back to the sender. Amen. Let your amen roar. Amen. Some of you will have been married to your God-ordained spouses, even that somebody spoiled you there. When we were in secondary school, she aborted. As if they too didn't abort. Listen to me. When God forgives you, He puts your sin in the ocean of forgetfulness. And He puts a signpost there. No fishing. You think it's not in the Bible? I don't preach what is not in the Bible. Micah chapter 7, beginning from verse 21, Message translation, is there. He dumps it in the ocean and He puts a signpost there, no fishing. Stop fishing. God does not consult your past to determine your future. Aren't you happy that God is God? Is it because people are not telling you? They pretend that they were virgins when they got married. Because now, their makeup has covered everything. So you are feeling bad. From verse 18, look at the scripture. Verse 18. Bless you, those of you in the media team. Where is the God who can compare with you? Wiping the slate clean of guilt. Turning a blind eye, a deaf ear to the past sins of your purged and precious people. You don't nurse your anger and you don't stay angry long. For mercy is your specialty. That's what you love most. Verse 19. And compassion is on its way to us. You will stamp out our wrong dream. You will sink our sins to the bottom of the ocean. I love Jesus. Human beings, we always use your past against you. When you think it's over, they will pull another one. And pull another one. Shame on them. Did they die for us? Let's run. I have a lot. I'll soon be done. And some interest said they should off the timer. Ooh. I just spoke about Samuel. I will tell you something major that God told me about this year. I'm going to tell you. The Lord said to me that in 2022, He's going to make ladders available. It was so clear to me. Ladders. And He gave me the scripture, Genesis 28. He dreamt and He saw a ladder. And if you look at that ladder, the man was sleeping. He wasn't the one that created the ladder. So this is not about how you know how to pray. You know how to pray in tongues. You know how to speak grammar. No, God will personally supervise your next level. 2022. And you know what ladders? I had to go and find out. I had to go and do a research about ladders. The first ladder was manufactured in 1862, 7th of January. Ladders are for risers. Ladders are for climbers. When you have a ladder, it helps you to stretch. It helps you to see. It helps you to take. It helps you to accomplish. God will give you ladders this year. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Those ladders can be ideas. Those ladders can be human beings. Abraham Lincoln said, whatever I know today is because I rode on the shoulders of those that went ahead of me. You need people. Ladders. Almost every day this year, remember this word. If you don't remember any other thing that I said, remember this word. Father, provide ladders for me. My hand is short. I can't reach it. I need to fix that thing. Lord, ladder. Where are my ladders? Call them forth. My ladders, where are you? I'm ready for the next level. Financial ladders, ministerial ladders, political ladders, marital ladders. Where are you? I call you forth in the name of Jesus. As we're driving in to service tonight, the Lord spoke to me. He just reminded me now that there are some of you, your helpers are sleeping. In fact, when the Lord said that word to me, I said, Father, it's not only them, even me. I started praying in tongues in the car. My sister would notice. I started praying in tongues because a preacher is like a cook. If you're not careful, you just give people food. Give people food. You don't eat and you become malnourished. Not me. Not me. I said, Father, even me. Everybody stand up. Wherever your helpers are, and they are sleeping and snoring, we wake them up. In Germany, in America, in Europe, in Nigeria, on this planet Earth, the people that are supposed to help you, wherever they are, and they are sleeping, I wake them up. Loruko Jesu, wake up. And come and help us. We receive the help. Receive it, receive it. Hug yourself with the help and receive it. My helpers, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, bring it now, wake up. Malebo shine, everybody pray in tongues, pray in tongues. Legezete ye bro go shine, wake up. I am the one waking you up. Legezete ye bro go skandelba. Rugo soto ye bro go shendeli barabagasa belabagasa. My life must gain momentum. Rigeseke yebo go soto you braga. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed. Take your seat. I just spoke about one person somewhere. How? Why did David stand out like that? Why did the man continuously gain the momentum? Why did he gain momentum? How? He was helped. The second person I want to draw your attention to in David's life is Jonathan. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse number 4. And Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David. Mildred gave it to David. And his garments, even to his sword, to his bow, and to his girdle. Let it remain. You guys remember in Genesis 27 when Jacob said, if my father finds out that it is Jacob, what will happen? The mother said, let the curse be on. There are some helpers like that. It can be your mother, it can be your pastor, it can be your wife, it can be anybody. There are some helpers like that. One woman said to me, you are the reason I'm leaving. I'm just one call away. What do you need? There are some people like, it's not that they have plenty, but God just raises them, plants them in your life. How can you take your sword, your bow, your garments, your girdle, and give to someone and become vulnerable? He said, let the curse be on me. I don't care what happens. You shall be comfortable. In 2022, you will meet them. In 2022, they will locate you. Shout to amen. Sit down. I didn't just come here tonight. God sent me here to relocate you to the top. That's where you belong. Some of you, you have tarried for too long on this mountain. Deuteronomy 1:6. You've been a millionaire for years. You've been on the same spot for years. Doing the same thing for years. Climb the ladder. Climb the ladder. Climb the ladder. Climb it. It is yours. And it will not break. And nobody will take it from you. Shout one amen.
Amen.
Take your seat. Do you know why I told you to continue to shout amen? Because amen is not an encouragement to the preacher. Amen is the acceptance of a divine verdict. Shout amen.
Amen.
And amen is one of Jesus' names. It's there in the book of Revelations. So when you say amen, you are affirming. I said you will climb the ladders.
Amen.
When God blesses you, you owe nobody any explanation. Nobody. God didn't consult them before he blessed you. This year, you will become a wonder to yourself. And God is going to bless you early. Let me tell you what the Lord just said to me. The last few months of 2022, you will be doing emergency Thanksgiving. You will just be saying, God, how? How did I get here, Jehovah? How? What? Say? It will do you like a dream. Take your seat. Let me preach a little more. What a friend. Jonathan. For Samuel 18:4. What a friend. Who is a friend? Mildred. Someone that knows where you stink and yet is faithful. He stripped himself of the robe that was, it's not that he brought extra, stripped himself of the robe that was upon him and gave it to David. And his garments, even to his sword, his bow, his girdle. Receive it. 2022, for you to gain momentum, I'm telling you, these are the weapons you need. True friends. You're not there. They've got your back. They won't smile and go and post not rubbish. They will not befriend your enemies. True friends. There are very few. But God will send them to you.
Amen.
Jonathan. The Jonathans of life. 2022 is a very, very serious year. It's a crucial year. 2-2. Double, 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 double. I keep pulling myself back to preaching because is this prophetic that is doing me? Let's look at number 3. Michal. Michal, Saul's daughter. We're looking at how David gained momentum. Who were the people in his life? Let's pull the curtains and see Michal. A few years ago, the Lord said to me that I should study the lives of women that didn't finish well so I can avoid. Because I was praying that I must last. I don't want to carry normal anointing. I don't want to carry normal grace. That prayer and the fire, because it will attract abnormal challenges. The first lady I studied, or the first two ladies I studied, Jezebel and Delilah, I ate that study. I sat on their cases. Jezebel taught me 11 major lessons in life. That woman was a successful wife. One day she came home and said to the husband, what's going on? The man said, is that all? Is that, am I not your wife? Am I not in your life? She got it. Delilah taught me how to befriend my husband. Delilah taught me how to make my husband my best friend. If the most anointed man on earth could pillow his head on a woman's laps and need to study the woman, that woman has PhD in marriage. I sat under her ministrations. My marriage took another turn up. So most times, we look at these people and we just refuse to learn from them. I brought out my car now. And some of you, all you have to say about my car is, she was the only woman in the Bible that didn't have a child. Excuse me. Let's focus on the focus. Let's look at that woman's life. She was a good woman. Did you see what she did in 1 Samuel chapter 19? Her father, I am a daddy's girl, so I know what it means to work against your father. You don't want to try that with me and my father. She worked against her father because of her marriage. What a woman. David did not even know that there was a plan to assassinate him. It was my car. Just like Abraham did not know or refused or pretended not to know that his mistake was mocking his miracle. Ishmael and Isaac. It was Sarah that knew. And God supported her. So Micah said to David, you've got to leave this house tonight. You've got to escape. And after that happened, she now killed a goat, took the hair, made a bolster, put everything together. Just have a pictorial image of what happened that day. That was a woman. I preached a message some time ago. It is a window matter. Because it was the window that she used to help David, and it was the window that she used to kill herself. She stood by the window. She was a window woman. She used to the window. And David escaped. No matter what you carry, no matter how successful you are, no matter how blessed you are, if you miss your marital destiny, it is tragic. Better not marry than miss it in marriage. Quote me anywhere. Whether you're a Christian or you're a Muslim, whether you are a captain of industry or you're a man of God or woman of God, marriage is important. Those of you that are single, please close one eye in prayer. Open the other one in watching. Marry right. Don't marry. I've written 104 books by God's grace, and one of my books is titled Marriage is for Destiny. It took me 4 years to write that book. I put in that book over 7 wrong reasons why people get married. Don't get married because of biological age. Don't get married because you are 31. Love may be blind. Marriage is the eye opener. Marriage. Look before you leap. That person sings in the choir does not mean that the person is sick. That person is the head usher does not mean he's meant for you. It's meant for you. If I had missed it in marriage, forget my life. Forget it. Like Michelle Obama said, only secure men can marry strong women like us. Insecurity is a sickness. Don't marry a man that is not secure. If you know you have a destiny. Why are you behaving like this? Is it because of the 1 million naira that not care? What did I do? And the man is showing you signs while you are dating. A man that slaps you while you are dating him will kill you after marriage. Let me tell you this. Marriage does not change people. Marriage amplifies who people are. Marriage is like money. It is neutral. So look very well. Money is not good, it's not bad. It takes on the character of the owner. If you're a good person, before you had money, now that you have money, you will be gooder. You'll be a better person. If you're a wicked person, money will amplify your wickedness. It's the same thing with marriage. There are people today that will have gone further, faster than where they are, if not that they missed it in marriage. And if you've missed it in marriage, if your life is safe, stay there. But if your life is not safe, I'm not telling you to divorce. Step out into safety. The covenant of life is superior to the covenant of marriage. Don't let society tell you, stay there and be praying and be fasting. You can pray outside too. Don't be praying outside and be binding outside. I beg of you. Before they start quoting me again. Funke Adejumo said, you see the way I train there? You know, sometimes I go and preach a message in church. Thank God for your Penina. Because for you to criticize my message, you must have listened. So you are only a confused fan. Let's be quiet. So before they cut this one now and say, forget that you will reply, sir, Christians. Let's go on. You too shall trend. You will trend for good. You know one thing, it's part of life. Just turn your lemon to lemonade. People that hate you most, they are the ones that watch you most. Give them drama. Give them movies. And keep living your life. Woo! May your marriage relationship bless you. Why is the time? Okay. What number are we? I'm skipping some. What number are we now? Number four now. An Egyptian. I've skipped like three or four. Yes, please. Let's close on time. An Egyptian. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 11. 1 Samuel 30, 11. Please put it on the screen. David had, you know, he went to war. He thought he was going to fight a battle, and then he was turned back. And before he returned, his wives had been captured. The wives, the children of his men had been captured, and they were going to stone him. He was so discouraged, but the Bible says he encouraged himself in the Lord. Then he asked the Lord, should I pursue? The Lord said, yes, pursue, you will overtake. And while he was pursuing, David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Now, I want the last verse 11. I want verse 11 to save time. And they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread. And he did eat, and they made him drink water. Verse 12, thank you. And they gave him a piece of a cake of figs, two clusters. His spirit came again. Verse 13. David said, to whom do you belong? Where are you coming from? Who are you? He said, I'm a young man of Egypt. Servant to an Amalekite. My master left me because 3 days ago I fell sick. What a master. This was the man that eventually connected David. And David got victory. Let me share this with you. It's a personal experience. Our old church building, you know, we needed to pull it down because people were sitting outside too much. So my husband said, we were. So this particular day, I just went there to church, the construction site, to see what was going on. They had pulled down a large chunk of it. Just the altar was remaining, and they were working. I greeted some people outside, and I got into the building. And I saw this man. He had a wound, and I stopped miraculously. And I said, oh my God, what happened to you? He said, while we were breaking this thing, something happened to me. I said, we have prayed, though. Bishop and I, we pray every day. Jesus shed his blood. So you will not shed your blood, though, while we are rebuilding this. As I was talking to the man, the entire structure fell, collapsed. In fact, the people I greeted outside ran inside thinking I was dead. If I did not stop to care for that man, forget it. In 2022, be kind. No matter how busy you are, if David did not give this man, look at the master, the person that served you was sick 3 days ago, you left him. What will have caused the man to put this Amalekite or Egyptian on a horse? David gave him water. David gave him bread. David gave him raisins. He became David's connector. We're talking about the people that helped David. Nameless man. Treat your driver well. Stop talking to your driver anyhow. One of our drivers is here. He drives me most of the time. He drives my husband and I, but he drives me most of the time. I led him to the Lord, and he's been serving me when I was counseling him and following him up in church, doing believers class for him. I got to know that he needed a job, and I told my husband, we employed him. He's been driving me for 17 years. Adeshi, are you in church? Yes. He's been driving me for 17 years. Thank you. They're clapping for him outside. I have a housekeeper in the house. She's been serving me. That's my driver. And I don't call him a driver. I call him my pilot. My pilot. He's been a blessing to me, and I have been a massive blessing to him. Massive. Because the best way they drive you, you know, drive where? You can just dodge the trailer like this. He's anointed. One of my housekeepers, this is her 19th year with me. Treats people well. One of the ladies that came with me on this trip, she's one of my prayer partners. She's a deaconess in our church. She's my uncle's wife. I lived with them for 10 years before I got married. She treated me well. I had been living with my uncle before he got married, and I was battle ready for her. Who is coming here to come and take my... You know, I listened to you. I watched your video when you were talking about your mother-in-law. I watched it. You know, I said, ha, who is coming here to come and take my husband, my uncle from me? And she came. She just blended. She will make outfits for me from the little that remains. I said to her and her husband, the rice I ate in your house, till you see Jesus, you cannot finish eating it. Yeah. One day the Lord said to me, build them a house. She's here, stand up, ma. Thank you for celebrating her. Thank you. So that you will not think I'm speaking one fairy tale. That's why I'm showing you examples. Treat people well. What will it cost you to give a dying soul bread? Every year, I almost empty my wardrobe. I just did. Now, if you get to the pickup outside, I already sent some. You know, we have Winning Edge. I'm inviting all of you, courtesy of your mama. So Winning Edge, January 15th. That's what we do. Every year, I empty. That saved me. One day, I just finished emptying. 1 year, I just finished emptying my wardrobe. It remained just a quarter. And I had to go and preach in Ibadan. Armed robbers, my Range Rover, they shattered it with bullets. And I escaped. He drove me. He said to me, mommy, because he already parked. He said to me after we escaped, he said, mommy, I didn't drive that car. Who will go to bed thanking God for you? I have a ministry to lepers. He told me one day, mommy, even if you don't pray again, the prayers of lepers for you, they still prayed for me every Friday. Food must get there. Their beddings, their cutlery. Lepers, leprosarium in Akure, go there and mention my name. That's why no curse can hit me. Call it work. Thank you. Somebody must go to bed thanking God for you. And you know one thing, life is governed by laws. You jump up, you must come down, says the law of gravity. and laws are universal. Jump up in my village, you will come down. Jump up in Australia, you will jump down. Jump up here, you will. Laws are impersonal. Whether you are a Muslim or a Christian, whether you are a child, you are a male, you are kind, is the law. Do you know the mother of all laws? Genesis 8:22. If you don't want to reap it, don't sow it. While the earth remains, does the earth still remain? Yes. Winter will never follow winter. Summer will never follow summer. Sow kindness. Help people. Let people gain momentum through you. Don't sit on people's files. Don't treat that clerk anyhow. Don't talk to your house self as if no, it wasn't God that created her. Don't use your house help to spoil your children. Your boys cannot cook. Your child will put AirPod. Cannot pack his plates. The house help will be running to do this, running to do that. You are spoiling that child. You are wasting your child's destiny. Don't separate the food. Your children can eat jollof rice. The house help must eat. It happened to my husband when he lived with a relation. He will do amala for them. Amala is amala, you know. Do amala. The what that the woman will come and pack it and wash her hand in the water. You know, you use water and pour it in the pot and tell him, make heba. Make heba. Look at it today. I tell my sister-in-law every time, if you had maltreated me, look at it today. Mordecai, treat your Esther as well. Because you don't know God's program for them. I want to mention just one more, please. Abishai. 2 Samuel 21. It's not my fault. There's no timer. Please. 2 Samuel 21, verse 15. Let's clap for your media people. They are fantastic. Whoever is putting these scriptures on the screen, I'm going to send 50K to you through your mama. Well done. I'll send it to you through your mama. Moreover, you see, if you didn't come to church today now, 50K in a small money. Moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel, and David went down and his servants with him and fought against the Philistines. Now, pay attention, everybody. And David waxed faint. All of us waxed faint at one point or the other. In our marriages, financially, over our children, we all have challenges. David, the mighty man, waxed faint. Please go ahead and Ishbib, otherwise I will withdraw my 50K. I was just joking. And Ishbi-Benob, which was of the sons of the giants, the weight of whose spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight, he being guarded with a new sword, thought to have slain David. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored him and smote the Philistine and killed him. Then the men of David swore unto him, saying, thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, that thou quench not the light of Israel. We all have giants that we cannot kill. David had killed different giants, but this particular one, he needed help. All of us have. Can you imagine if David had died ignobly? It would have been an ignoble death. You would have been wasted. Abishai, that was why I prayed for you about on-time helpers. Imagine if Abishai did not show up. I pray for all of you. Your Abishai will not be distracted. Every Ishbi-Benob thinking, planning to bring you down, heaven will bring them down. 2022, whatever matters to you shall not be wasted.
Amen.
You too shall not be wasted.
Amen.
God will send help to you.
Amen.
In quarters you least expect,
Amen.
Your name will come up. The mercy of God, the grace of God, the help of God, the on-time help of God will locate you in 2022.
Amen.
Beginning from tonight, you will hear good news and 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 good news. Whatever storm is raging in your life, we decree peace be still. When spiritual sense is speaking, medical science shuts up. Any medical challenge over your life, over your children, over your husband, over your wife, over anyone that matters to you, we decree today, shut up. If you have business, raise your hand up. I stand upon someone. From now on, the Lord will bless your business. Whatever you lay your hands on shall prosper. In this house, you will be a kingdom pillar. Because of you, there are prayers your pastor will no longer pray. God will make you a blessing to this house. Everyone that is single and you want to be married, by Christmas this year, you will testify.
Amen.
You will not miss God in your marriage.
Amen.
I pray for every parent, no matter how old you become, you will not bury your children.
Amen.
Whatever you are trusting God for, that is a prayer point. In the name that is above every name, in 90 days' time, it will be a praise point. God has given me the commandment to bless, and it cannot be reversed. Be irrevocably blessed. You and everything that has your signature will matter in quarters that matter. By December, you will look back and it will do you like a dream. And in case you are here tonight, you are not yet born again, I destroy the power of sin in your life in the name of Jesus. As you yield your heart to Jesus tonight, you will be a part of the wedding gift when it comes back. If you're a backslider, may the Lord rekindle the fire of his love in your heart in the name of Jesus. Everybody stretch your two hands. What you need from now till the end of the year and beyond, receive from the presence of the Lord. Little effort, plenty blessings. Good news and good news and good news and good news and goodness. On this flight, no matter the turbulence, you will land safely. Nothing missing, nothing broken. You are too blessed to be cursed. Your enemies shall become liars. For the eternal God is your refuge. And underneath your lives are the everlasting arms. I pray for Pastor Kingsley and Pastor Mildred and their children and everything that has their signature at this time. Oh God, give them more ladders. As they labor over others, reward them. And when their music will be played, nobody will represent them. I thank you, Lord, for the honor of bringing your word tonight. I give you all the glory. In the name of Jesus.
We know you've been blessed by this message. To order a copy of this message or any of our messages, you can call us on 080-777-14411 or 080-777-14412. Or you can visit our website on www.davidschristiancenter.org. David's Christian Center, home of victorious people.